No mail-in ballots, no Democrats win in Pennsylvania, but they got the massive margin. It's 350,000 right now. So can you overwhelm that in Pennsylvania? There you go, guys. Good job. That's the final result from 2020. So you see, that's what it will likely look like again. It'll be very close to that. But they have so many mail-in ballots coming into Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. They've already jumped out to a 350,000 vote lead in Pennsylvania. So my formula to victory didn't have Trump winning Pennsylvania anyway. But, you know, it's sad, and I said this yesterday, that most likely, and I get it, Pennsylvania with its 19 electoral college votes, massive swing state, Trump wins that, looks like the clear path to victory. But I said it, unfortunately, looks like to me all that effort put in, boots on the ground, registering voters, everybody focusing on Pennsylvania, the former Steelers players, Elon Musk, Scott Presler, all of them, probably all going to be for naught. Hate to say it, but that's the way this deal's going. I would have been focusing my efforts on Nevada. But I get it. Pennsylvania is the big swing state. Pennsylvania, the 19 electoral college votes, makes more sense. But you didn't win the legal fights. And that was the most important thing. And it looks like the Democrats are going to get 10-1. 10-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So there you go. That's your update in Pennsylvania. North Carolina is looking good for Donald Trump. Mail-in and early in-person voting, you've got just almost shy of 1.4 million, 35% Democrat, 34% Republican, 31% other. Other is likely a Trump. I don't expect Jill Stein or any of the other candidates to put up big numbers. Certainly not 34%. What could what is Stein's top possibility here? 10%? So North Carolina looking good. North Carolina looking good. Democrats only up 20,000 on the mail-in vote. That's not going to be enough. And the early voting, too. And we all know Democrats tend to vote early and vote mail-in. It's like somehow magically the mail-in votes are 90% Democrat. So you look at these numbers, you got to feel good. You look at these numbers, you got to feel good about North Carolina. I would say that's good news for Trump in North Carolina. They've had the legal victories there as well. So I think North Carolina still looking good for Donald Trump with these numbers. Amazing the split here, though, right? I mean, 483,000 Democrat votes, 464,000 Republican votes, 434,000 other independent votes. So, again, I would say those others are probably for Trump. Jill Stein and the rest of those candidates are not getting 31% of the vote. I mean, if they did, that would be historic. And maybe you start talking about a third party. So, no, I would expect all of that is good news for Trump. So, okay. We are right on schedule. Nevada. Now, this is the one that still kind of hangs there. I would still say this is good news for Trump. Good news for America, you might say, really. Nevada, early voting and mail-in voting. So you've got 39%, 40%, you round up, 40% Republican, 36% Democrat, 24% other, 97,000 Republican, 89,000 Democrat, 60,000 other. That looks good. That looks good for Trump. Those are good numbers for Trump. That could be the one that determines everything right there. And in fact, they did actually zoom in on Clark County, guys, if you would. If you scroll down there, might be worth reporting that to you too here. Or not. If you pull that back up, guys, you'll see right under there, it's Clark County. There you go. Clark County, pretty much the same split. Pretty much the exact same split. Leaning Democrat, but not by much. And those others, I think those others probably helped Trump. So, Nevada. Now, this one is right there on the razor's edge, but Nevada, I'd say, looks good for Trump. Still right on par. Latest results in Florida. This deal, I'd say, is pretty much a guarantee. Early and vote by mail. The Republicans are winning in Florida. 680,000 votes. Democrat votes, 661. Democrat votes, 680,000 Republican votes, 661,000 Democrat votes, 339,000 other. So it's 40%, 39%, 20%. So these are returns that are favoring Trump as well. So all I'd say, you know, all these early numbers except Pennsylvania are favoring Trump that we're reporting for you here today. And some other states have now began early voting as well. In fact, if you're in Texas, I believe Texas early voting has started now as well. If you are doing the early vote, if that's your decision to participate that way, I believe Texas has started as well. But there you go. I'd say we're probably still right on path of what I expected. And it now, I'd say it looks good for Trump in Nevada, but now it's back to Georgia. Now Georgia is the main focal point. Fulton County, Atlanta is the main focal point. Who knows what the deal is with that cybersecurity drill that they're doing on Election Day. Hopefully it's a nothing burger. Hopefully it's just it'll just come and go. But it's the other decisions there where they're not going to do hand counting. It's all the other legal losses that the Republicans had there that have me concerned about Georgia. And you just look at the attitude of these Democrats right now, they're probably going to go for broke in Georgia. You know, that's where they have Trump in the courtrooms. That's where they have judges ruling for them in ridiculous ways. Looks like they're going for broke in Georgia, specifically Fulton County. That's where the true scum of the Democrat Party resides in the state of Georgia. And your Republican leadership ain't doing much either. They're too busy partying at college football games while there's an election going on. So now with Georgia as a toss-up, we are right on that razor's edge. We are right on that razor's edge. So that's your election update. We're going to have more here. We got a border invasion incoming. We got more fake Russian collusion news. We got more lawfare going back and forth. Oh, and you won't believe, speaking of Georgia, look, Georgia's red, okay? Georgia's as red as the stripes on this flag behind me. Wait till you see what happened at a college campus in Georgia today.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.